it would create processes for essentially dissolving or reconstituting an agency like HARC without the approval of the city and the county, and the city of Tampa, city of Tampa Terrace, and Hillsborough County. Right now, under the current process, you would have to get concurrence of those three entities in order to dissolve or merge HARC, because we're created by an agreement essentially between those local governments. This would create a process for merger either through active boards or through initiative and referendum. So those would be the other options that are available if this were to pass.
HART and PSTA have similar operating budgets and numbers of buses, and there has been talk about merging the two transit authorities into one entity. HART board member Fran Davin said most members of the board favor the regional approach.
But I want us to do it in such a way that it's cost effective and that it increases and improves transportation. So those are my concerns, and I think basically that is probably the position of the other board members. I don't think anybody on HART is saying, oh no, we want to stay isolated all by ourselves, don't touch us. I think our concern is, and the discussion this morning showed it, our concern is how do you continue to grow, improve services, and make it affordable.
PSTA recently decided to switch their revenue source from property taxes to sales taxes through a referendum, but HART still relies on property taxes to fund its service. SB 192 would allow the state to merge the two authorities without their approval, if they are independent special districts. Chip Fletcher also said that PSTA would be classified as an independent special district, but it is still unclear whether that could apply to HART.
It doesn't say that, it's not unique to HART, it may or may not apply to HART. It clearly applies to special act, special districts. I'm not sure it applies to HART actually. But that's what we're likely to see is 30 pages of first you do this, then you have a plan, then you send it to people for a vote, whether it's the local government here or a referendum. That's, I think, the type of dialogue that we're in, not is in this particular case, does it save money or not? But that's something that we might want to have in our position statement, saying that has to be done, we believe, before any consolidation goes forward.
There is also concern that HART would need to get approval through a ballot referendum if they wanted to use sales tax instead of property taxes. State Senator Jack Latvala proposed the bill in front of the HART board last month, but Fran Davin and others are still wary about supporting a bill that would supersede all the local processes that the HART board would currently need approval from before pursuing a merger.
You can't just snap your fingers and say, okay, guys, you're now consolidated. It's much more complicated than that. And right now, nobody has a dollar figure for anything, whether it's going to cost less, cost more, what you're going to save. I think that's the basic point. We would like to see an impartial study done that will show us how do we get to better transportation for the whole region and on what pathway.
Board member Sandra Merman was concerned about Latvala's power to push the legislation through without local approval, although he said he would not move forward without consensus from both HART and PSTA. With politics at play both locally and in the state, Merman said that an independent cost-benefits analysis of the bill needs to be done.
We absolutely need to get an independent person over here quickly analyze this so we have some kind of story to tell to support it or not support it. And I mean, I'm talking quick, like 30 days, because this special district thing, it's even bigger than what's on paper, because the governor is now looking at all special districts because he's seen what's happened with the Water Management Authority, SWEPA, and you saw what it took away from them, and he is going to look a great deal more of efficiency in these special districts, because that's, of course, part of the complaint. People think their property taxes are too high, and this is a source of the problem.